Lesson 3. First of all, we are going to review the vowels that we've already had. The little straight line is called a patach. Patach. And the sound with a patach is ah. The vowel that looks like a small t is called a kamatz. Kamatz. And the sound of that is also ah. Now we're going to introduce two new vowels. One of them is a segol. A segol are three little dots in a triangular shape. And the sound is eh. Again, the name of that vowel is a segol, and the sound is eh. And the last vowel we'll introduce in this lesson is called a tsere. Tsere. And the first sound in the tsere is TS, as in cats. So it's tsere. And those are the two little horizontal dots, and that sound is also E. So in review, we have the patach and the kamatz, both with the ah sound. And then we have the segol and the tsere, both with the eh sound. So now we're going to introduce five more consonants. The first one is the kaf. It looks like a backward C with a dagesh or a dot in there. And that has the sound of k, k. The second one is a chaf. It looks just like the kaf, only it does not have the dagesh. And the sound of this letter is ch, ch, as though you're clearing your throat. Ch. Now we're going to put the kaf with the vowels that we've gone over. So the kaf with a dagesh and a patach is pronounced ka. Ka. The kaf with a dagesh and a tsere is pronounced ke. Ke. Now we'll go down to the chaf. And the chaf with a kamatz is pronounced cha. Cha. So it's as though you were clearing your throat. Cha. So pronounce the, I encourage you to practice saying the chaf, cha, ch, because we'll have this sound with various other letters. So practice that. And now we have the chaf with a kamatz. Again, that's cha. And we have the chaf with a segol. That's che, che. And we have the chaf with a tsere. Che, che. Now, there is another formulation of the chaf. It's called a chaf sofit. Sofits are when a letter comes at the end of a word. And with a chaf, you cannot have a chaf at the end of the word. It has a special formulation. And it's called a chaf sofit, or a final chaf. It has the exact same sound as the chaf. So it's ch, ch. And with a chaf sofit, it can have the kamatz. So that'd be cha, cha. The other way that a chaf sofit is formed is with a shva. A shva is a vowel that looks like a colon. Two dots, one on top of the other. So they're vertical. The shva in this case is silent. So the chaf sofit with the shva is just pronounced ch, ch. Okay, now let's move into the lamed. The lamed has a l sound. The lamed with the patach is la, la. The lamed with the sagol, remember the sagol has the sound of e, is le, le. And now we'll do the lamed with the tsere, and that is le, le. Okay, now let's go into another letter, and this is the mem. And the sound of mem is m, m. So a mem with a kamatz is ma. A mem with a segol is me. And a mem with a tsere is me. Now when a mem comes at the final letter of the word, as in shalom, it has a special formulation. So it's called a mem sofit. Again, the sound is m. As when you listen to the word shalom, see, it just sounds like a regular mem, only it's shaped differently because it's the last letter of the word. And now we'll go into the nuns, nun, and that sound is n, n. So a nun with a patach, I bet you can guess what that is, that's na. A nun with a sagol is ne, ne. Nun with a tsere is ne, ne. And we have one more final letter, or sofit, that we're going to be discussing. And this is called the nun sofit. One thing that's very interesting about sofits is all except for one of the sofits hang below the line. They're a longer letter. And the nun is one of those. The mem is not. The mem is a square shape. And again, it comes at the end of the word. Okay, so the nun sofit has the sound of n, n. A word that has a nun sofit in it is noon. The word noon would have the nun sofit. Okay, and the last letter for this lesson is the samech. The samech looks very much like the mem sofit, only the samech is round. The samech also can fall any place within the word, whereas the mem sofit only comes at the end of the word. So the sound of the samech is s, s. A samech with a kamatz is pronounced, try it, sa. A samech with a sagol, can you say that? Se, se. And a samech with a tsere is se, se. Okay, very good. We will have the rest of the recording on the next one.